家好，欢迎收听今天的早安英文，我是卡拉。
And I'm Joseph.
So Joseph, I constantly have students that ask me how to directly translate some Chinese ideas into English ideas.
Oh, so constantly. It seems like this topic is going to be rough because I'm constantly telling my students over and over that our cultures are very different, so our languages are very different.
Yep.
So you should feel your language, not just translate it.
Feel it. Couldn't agree more.
And they need to feel the language and speak from their heart, not directly translate Chinese to English.
给大家解释一下，就是说我们两个经常都会碰到学生来问说，这个东西怎么翻译成英文呢？那的确这个问题有的时候可以简单的用一个单词或者一句话就回答，但很多时候呢，因为我们文化背景不同，就很难把中文短语和英文短语去一一对应起来。比如说最近啊，就有一个朋友问我说，辛苦了，他的英文要怎么讲？
Okay, so can you give me a situation in which 辛苦了 would be my reply, and I can tell you what I would say in English instead. That way my answer isn't too forced, but more natural and more authentic.
就比如说这个短语我们就不能去直译，得分不同的情况。那当然节目开始之前啊，如果听众朋友们想要对照着文字版本一起听音频的话呢，你到微信搜索早安英文，回复笔记两个字就能获取我们整理的配套文字笔记啦。
Okay, so what's my first situation?
那首先呢，第一种情况就是一对一的说，就if someone did you a favor and、
okay.
you want to express your thankfulness,、
mm-hmm.
thankfulness, 那这个时候辛苦了，我们会怎么讲呢？
So it seems that there was a big effort in trying to complete something for me, so、mm. I couldn't just say thank you, it's not big enough.
对，就虽然这种时候你是想要表达谢意啊，但是辛苦了说明这个事儿是耗费了一些精力的，所以一句 thank you 恐怕是不太够的。
So, if I still want to say the thank you, I could add some more to it, like thank you, I appreciate it, or I could flip it around and say I appreciate your efforts, thank you.
I appreciate your efforts, 就是非常感激你的这个努力，你的付出，你投入到这件事情里面的精力，谢谢你。或者呢，你还可以讲，就是说，比如说 I couldn't have done that without you,、
嗯、
就是要是没有你的话，没有你的帮助的话，我肯定搞不来哦。那第二种情况呢，就是比如说老板上司他带了一个团队，然后呢完成了一下什么工作，所以你就要 say that to a group、
okay.
这种时候辛苦了要怎么讲？
So it seems like it's almost the same, but I would say, I'm the boss, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I would say, I appreciate everyone's hard work or everyone's effort into finishing this project on time.
就是你同样可以用到 appreciate 这个词啊，我非常感激啊，非常认可大家在这件事情上面，在这个项目上面投入的精力，或者说投入的辛苦工作。重复一下这句话，叫做 I appreciate everyone's hard work, 或者呢叫做 efforts into finishing this project on time, 感谢每个人的辛苦工作。那还有一种情况呢，就是比如说啊，像我们的 Teacher's Day 或者 Mother's Day, Father's Day, 像这种日子啊，我们就会对爸爸妈妈或者说老师啊讲说您辛苦啦，这种呢。
Okay, so if you said for a teacher like I appreciate you teacher, it does sound a little bit strange.
对。
So I guess now another word that means something similar to appreciate, we could just say grateful.
这个形容词 grateful, 非常感激的。
So you could say, you know, I'm grateful for my teacher because they helped me learn something.
对，然后如果你要 directly say that to your teacher.
Oh, thank you, teacher. I'm so grateful.
对 I'm so grateful for you. 或者说 I'm a teacher. I'm so grateful for you. 或者是不是你可以就是肯定他，你可以讲说 you are the best teacher ever, like that.
Yeah.
这样子让他从这个肯定当中呢获得一些这个满足的感觉啊。或者呢你可以讲说 I'm so grateful that I can have you as a 什么什么。
Yeah,
就是说对我非常感激我可以有你这样子的妈妈，有你这样子的老师。那在这种节日的时候呢，如果你给爸爸妈妈或者老师送卡片的话，也可以在卡片上面写上这样的句子。那最后可以再补上一句说 Thanks for taking care of me all these years.
I'm so grateful for you being my mom. I appreciate your efforts.
对，这些句子都可以写上去。 那所以呢，大家就是要记得啊，就是在把中文翻译成英文的时候啊，千万不要被那几个文字给框死了，要想想在不同的情况下，你具体想要传达的这个含义和感受是什么。
So I guess in conclusion, I could say for this lesson and for all of our little podcast that I appreciate all of our listeners and I'm grateful for their comments and helping us teach them more things they want to learn.
嗯，好的好的，非常的 nice。那今天呢，我们这期节目就到这里了。我是卡拉
，and I'm Joseph。
我们下次再见，拜拜，
拜。